Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning or good afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in. It's time for Get the Answers to Life's Questions. That's it. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Grace Reynolds. This is a show where you get to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants to share with you. The answers that can make a huge difference in what it is you create in your own life. So if you have questions for me or for DC Love, she's my special co-host today, feel free to give us a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And actually, I am looking for DC because she is not here yet, which is not like her. So, if you'll give me a second, I'm opening up the chat room. If you are logged in, you can ask questions from the chat room, and that's absolutely fine. We will read them and answer them, and everything will be amazing. I'm just having a great day, so everything has to be amazing, right? Okay. I am done with all of that. Let me go into Facebook and send DC a message and see if she is available. And then we will get to our callers. So give me a second while my computer does what my computer does. Okay. All right, I sent her a message and forgot to check to make sure that she was actually online and in chat. And I don't see her there. Okay, so this may or may not be a show with DC Love. If she shows up, she'll be here. If she doesn't, she won't. But either way, you can still get the answers that you're looking for in your life because, well, that's just the way it works. All right, let's go to our caller from area code 480. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Michael.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. Just got back from the beach running the dog, and it's perfect here in California.
Wonderful. So what's going on now that you're there and having a good time?
Well, very interesting idea popped into my head the other day. I just left my bartending job, and the chef there is having all kinds of issues with ownership and so forth, and it's a great concept. And I had the idea, I have a business partner that I'm launching with who has connections to, you know, money and so forth, investors. And I'm going to pitch an idea about creating that concept and taking the chef and, you know, rebranding it under another name type of thing, and then kind of, you know, start doing that here in California. And I was curious if there was an opportunity with his, my other business partner's contacts for that. No, it was long-winded.
Well, you know, what I'm getting is that if what you are creating is something, you know, that is new and innovative and that people in that area would find enticing, then your investors would also find it enticing because it means that they would make money. So as long as it's something that you can actually show that they are going to make money at, then yeah, I don't think you'll have any problems finding someone who's willing to invest in it. But if you're just trying to, you know, to open the same run-of-the-mill kind of thing that's already there, then they're not going to be interested in that. They want...
Right. No, there's definitely a different flavor to it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Because they like innovation that brings money. So it has to have both aspects. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. So is that going to be your next big adventure?
That's one of them. And the other one, we have our own little plan. I mean, I don't think in regards to this venture, I would want to participate. We would just hire a team to kind of run the show, and then we would just be, my partner and I would get a piece of it along with the investors, and then just hire, possibly give the chef a little nugget of, you know, mm-hmm. ownership to keep him motivated and on track, and then develop the concept, you know, with multiple locations and things like that.
Right.
But I don't want any part of like running the day-to-day aspect of it.
You're a creator, not a worker bee.
Well, yeah, I could have $1 billion and the last thing in my mind would be opening a restaurant.
Okay, so that's not really your thing. It's just what you're creating. Okay, I understand that.
Exactly. Exactly. Hence that I work in one now is just as the job, to pay the bills. So yeah, I'm kind of over that, but I'm willing to take rewards from it.
Well, you should. I mean, when you create, you get rewards, and that's the way it works.
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
Well, great, wonderful. I am so happy for you, and the energy around this feels really good. So I think this could turn out to be amazing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Ah, how exciting. I just got to hope my partner feels the same way.
Well, I think that he will. It feels like, you know, it's something that he does, that he will want to do, and that he actually knows people. They're saying people, not just one person, that would be interested in this. So, yeah, this feels like something that's going to happen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, Michael.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, one of the things guidance has been talking to me about for the last couple of days is love. And love is one of those subjects that there was a time in my life when they would talk to me about love and I would say, oh, please, just leave me alone. But I realize now it's because I didn't actually know what love is. And that seems like an odd thing to say. You know, I'm 58 years old. I should know what love is. I should have been in love and experienced all of that incredible energy and blah, blah, blah. And I am getting to really understand what love is. Because love is so much more than we were ever taught. You know, we were taught about the romantic love, and when you see them, your heart goes all flutter and you giggle and whatever, which I think is kind of a hormonal thing, actually, not necessarily love, but that's okay. But true love is beyond words. It is that feeling of being perfect, exactly as you are, exactly where you are, exactly whatever it is you're doing. And it gives you the freedom to allow other people to be who they are being, because you don't have to fix them, you don't have to judge them, you don't have to do anything. You can accept them as they are. And see, this wasn't part of the definition of love that I'd ever heard before. You know, love was always about, oh my goodness, it stirs up the hormones and blah, blah, blah. Or the love you have for your child, which actually does take you to that incredible state of being and accepting. And accepting your child exactly as they are. And you don't have to change them. You don't have to fix them. You know, when they're born, they're perfect. It's later when we talk to all those people who give us all these ideas about what they should and shouldn't be doing. And if they're 3 months old, they should be doing this and blah, blah, blah. And then we make all of these conditions that we impose upon the people that we love. But those conditions are not love, because love doesn't have any conditions. So I'm learning this whole new way of love that... it's an interesting experience. You know, I always use interesting because I don't want to say anything's good or bad. And actually, it's not good or bad. It is just interesting. It's an interesting way of feeling because it's totally different from how I felt before. And it's bringing me an understanding of when I'm going into judgment about something or someone, and when I'm doing something out of duty or obligation instead of this is what I actually want to do. It's making me more and more aware of myself, of what is actually important to me, not what's important because I'm supposed to do it, but what's important because it feels right for me. And it's bringing all kinds of interesting experiences into my life. And I find that, you know, I used to sometimes, you know, make these plans. You know, I've pretty much given up plans, but on occasion I'd still make these plans. And I would start working towards these plans because these plans are important. You must focus on your plans, you know, that whole teaching that we get. And now I find that I am much less likely to plan anything. And I really don't want to plan anything. I really don't want to spend all of my time living in the future, because that's what you're doing when you're planning. You're thinking, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this. It's going to create this, this, and this. And you're living in that future that you're creating, and you're not actually present in now. And I find it much easier to be present in now. And when I'm in the now, I find that the things that I plan and also the things that I intend, and intentions are different than plans because it doesn't have all that, got to go there and create all of this kind of energy with it so that you're in the future. When you have intentions, you just have an idea of what you want the future to look like, and then you step back into the present and live. So I find that my intentions happen, and they happen so much more easily and so much unexpectedly. I don't have to work at it. I don't have to. It's not hard. And getting used to a life that's not hard is interesting. Because, you know, so often we're taught that life is hard. You must do this. You must suffer. Everything is going to be horrible. And then, you know, when you die, it'll all be wonderful. And that whole wait until you die and everything will be wonderful thing is one of those things that just doesn't make any sense to me anymore. But when I learned it, it did actually make sense, because that's what everybody that I knew believed. And I've made so many changes in who I am and the people in my life that now I actually know people who don't believe that. And so it's okay for me to let those beliefs go. That's the wonderful part about the changes, about the opening up and the healing of our lives, because when we are doing that, we are attracting into our lives people who are like us. We always surround ourselves with people like us, people who believe what we believe, people who want what we want. It's always, we're always the center of our universe, whether we recognize it or not. And so when you start making those changes and letting go of those beliefs that just don't work for you and have never worked for you, you know, that whole belief in you have to suffer, you have to have everything planned out to the tiniest detail, and you must follow your plan step by step in order for it to work, because if you deviate on any particular part of the plan, then you've pretty much opened the window and thrown the whole thing out. And so then we live this life where we're full of all of this stress because we have all of these plans and we have to work all of this stuff and everything has to come out perfect and it has to blah, 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 blah. And letting go of that, oh, it feels so good. And now I can wake up in the morning and I can just take a few moments and just be happy. Not for any particular reason, but just because that's what I've decided to be. And as I go through my day, I find that I have what I need. I get whatever it is that I'm looking for, and everything flows, and it works, and it's wonderful, and it feels good, and it's okay. So it's a whole new way of being, and that's what I'm being taught by my guidance that I'm supposed to be experiencing, and the people that I work with are experiencing too, because it's that whole new way of being that the whole world is moving towards. So if you don't like, you know, all of the chaos and all of the, oh my gosh, and why did we vote for this one? And oh my God, we're going to lose all of our rights and blah, blah, blah. And all of that stuff that you see and hear on the news and from your friends and from wherever it's coming from. That's all that's happening in order for us to all shift to a new way of being. The world is going to be totally different than it is now. And it's not going to be the way that Donald Trump is imagining that it should be either. We're moving to a different level of existence. And all of those things that used to be so incredibly important are not important, because we're going to let them go. And we're going to start focusing on ourselves, on who we truly are, on what we really want in our lives. And when you get into that flow, it's amazing, and it's beyond words, because then you are creating on a level that you've never created on before, and you are opening your heart to love. To real love, not the storybook stuff that you were taught, to the love that's unconditional, to the love that doesn't see anything wrong, no matter what's going on, to the love that sees opportunities in every moment, and to the love that allows you to be okay with yourself right now, even though you're not perfect. You don't have to be perfect in order to love you. That's where my life is moving and the lives of the people that I'm working with, because that's what I'm guided to assist people with doing, to actually opening up more and more to that unconditional love that is there inside each and every one of us. It's not something you have to go looking for. You already have it. You know, it's like the Creator. The Creator is within you. You don't have to go looking for God. God is in you. It's just a whole different way of looking at life, looking at yourself, at looking at everything that you are and that you're becoming. So I encourage people to, you know, take some time and really think about love. Think about what love means to you. Think about your definition of love. Find out if it is actually love, because a lot of the time it's fear. It's fear that you're going to be alone, fear that there's something wrong, fear that people will realize that you're not who they believe you are. You know, we have all of these fears that are running in the background, and letting go of those fears just opens you up more and more to the truth of love. True love doesn't have any fear in it. There's nothing to be afraid of. You know who you are, and you're perfectly fine with who you are, which doesn't mean that you're not going to change. You have the freedom to change anything you want, anytime you want. Love doesn't trap you. It doesn't contain you. It doesn't control you. It opens you up, and it lets you fly. It lets you have the freedom to be yourself. And that feels so incredible. And I would just love for everyone to feel that, because if everybody felt that, so many of the issues and problems and, you know, the chaos in the world would just disappear, because you wouldn't need it. You would realize that you have a choice, and you would choose love. So this may not make any sense to anybody, which is absolutely fine. And you may just consider it the ramblings of a mad woman. Who knows? But that's what I'm guided to share, because that's my life. And it's an interesting adjustment. And there are times when I look at things and I wonder, okay, how is all of this going to turn out? You know, I want those guarantees that this is all going to be fine. And of course, my guidance doesn't give me guarantees. They say live in the moment. You don't need guarantees. Which my ego doesn't like, but I've learned that I don't have to please my ego. I don't even have to listen to it. I can have the quiet, the peace, the love in every moment of my life. Love is who I am, and I'm opening up more and more to that love. And I encourage everyone to do that. I encourage you to dedicate your life to that unconditional love, which is in a way dedicating your life yourself to the truth of you, to actually being a person who's happy, fulfilled, who has amazing adventures, who knows that they are provided for in every moment, who gives themselves the freedom to be. And that is so much what so many people are looking for. And it's there. And if you need help in getting there and letting go of stuff that you need to let go of, well, you know, that's why I'm here. You can come on the radio shows and do it there. You can schedule that discovery session and do it there. You can schedule regular sessions and do it there. You have all of these options of how to change your life, because it is your life and you are only responsible for you, and you have the right to create your life the way you really want it to be. You're not stuck with anything or anyone. You're not stuck. You just need to make a different choice. And I know that sounds incredibly simple, but that is the truth of it. It is that simple. It really is that simple. And even if your ego is telling you 1,001 reasons why it's not that simple, it really is that simple. This is your life. These are your choices. Create it the way you, what somebody else has told you, not what your parents told you, not what you learned in school, not what that guidance counselor who said, if you choose this career, you can actually make money. Let all of that stuff go. And start listening to your own heart, to your own guidance. Start accepting that you know the answers, because you do. The answers are inside of you. And they're just waiting for you to find them. So this is about changing your life, changing it in ways you never imagined, and allowing yourself to be in the flow of love, the flow of truth, the flow of what is. And it does feel good. All right. So I am being told that it is time to wrap up today's show. Apparently this is going to be a really short version. And I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful day, and that you do spend some time being in love with you. You are amazing, more amazing than you know. And it's time for you to start learning the truth of who you are. So open up. Open up to love. Open up to your own life. Open up to all that you are and all that you are meant to be. The answers are within you. Start looking. Okay, we have a caller from area code 402. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. What can I do for you today?
I just called in to say I just felt like I was supposed to call you and just really encourage you in the Lord and the love. The Lord just came out of my mouth. I meant to say love, but Lord came out. So, the Lord is love, so hey.
That's true.
And I don't know, I kept hearing a song in my heart, and it's like I could almost hear like Mahalia Jackson singing, "Keep on walking with the Lord. Keep on walking with the Lord," but the Lord is love. So keep on walking with the love. Keep on walking with the love. I just kept hearing it over and over, and I kept hearing call Blog Talk Radio. I looked and I saw you, and I knew immediately I was supposed to call you. So, I don't know why I called other than that. So
it's so funny because I was just having this monologue of my own, and it was about love, and it was about, you know, connecting more with love, allowing more love in your life, understanding unconditional love, living in that love. And I was talking about how when you start doing that, things happen in your life, and things you don't understand just happen. And I was about ready to end the show, and you pop up, and then you pop up to tell me to keep on walking in the love. That is just that is exactly the kind of thing that I was talking to people about. you know.
Oh,
when you are in the love, everything flows.
Wow, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. Oh. I just love
that was a good connection, man. Yeah, I just this very second, probably within 30 seconds, I turned or called into your show. I saw it, called in real quick, and I didn't know you were about ready to end. I didn't know any of that. So.
Yeah, if you had waited 5 seconds, I wouldn't have been there.
Well, I saved the best for last, then.
Oh, it is amazing how things work in life. It really is. And when we are open to love, it really is just so incredible.
Love is always on, right on time, right on time, right on time.
Always.
Love is always right on time, right on time, right on time.
Definitely, that is true.
Isn't it
well,
amazing?
Thank you, Dawn.
Isn't
yes.
Isn't nice? Isn't it nice? It can be the darkest, 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 but then when the morning comes, there comes the light. The light comes right after the darkest, darkest time. There comes the light.
Yeah, it always does.
Well,
fantastic.
You have a
good
day.
Was there anything in your life that you had questions about or you needed a little encouragement in?
I'll take any encouragement you have. That's great. But I think we covered everything with the love. I think we covered it right there.
That's true. That's the answer to every question is love. So.
Yes. Yep. It answers everything.
Yes, it does.
It answers everything.
Well, thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. God bless you. And may you go with the song in your heart, too. That same song
I wrote down the
that
words,
I have in my
heart. So
yeah.
I'm going to look into that after I get off here and go to YouTube and see if I can find the song.
Well, and I like I said, it's just something that I heard in my spirit. I don't even know if that song actually exists anywhere. It's like I could see her and I could see her singing it. So maybe she's singing it on the other side. I don't know.
Maybe so.
But the love song's in her. I know that. And in a lot of folks.
Yeah, so, it is.
But keep that in your heart, and may you always have a song in your heart to bless you and cover you with joy and love all the days of your life. All the
Thank
days
you.
Of your life.
And you too.
Thank you. Keep on keeping on.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you too. Oh, that is so sweet. And now we have another caller from area code 713. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. My name is Candy. How are you today?
I am doing amazingly well, Candy. How about you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. I was calling in to see what the angels or guides or spirit might have to say today.
Well, the first thing they're saying is that your energy is just kind of blah. Why do you feel so blah?
Well, this last weekend we lost our companion of 12 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She turned 13 on March 1st, and she left us the 4th. So.
Okay. Well, she wants you to know that she didn't actually go anywhere. She's still right there next to you, and she still loves you, and everything is still okay, and that you don't have to go through all the grief and mourning unless it's something you just want to go through, because she's not gone.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's just, she just loves you so much. Okay, let me see if it was... Blah. All right, I feel like she wants to say something to you. So here is what I'm getting.
Okay.
You made my life. You made my life so wonderful. You were there for me. You loved me. The love for me that you had just, it made everything beautiful in my life. I don't want you to be sad because my body's not there, because my love is still there and it always will be.
you are my heart. You always will be. I am so grateful to you for opening your life to me. You changed my world. You made it colorful and exciting and happy. And I want you to always remember that. I love you, and I am with you, and I will always be with you, and I will always love you. And when you talk to me, I hear you. I'm there. I love you. I'm there. Okay, that's what you wanted to say.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. She has beautiful energy, and boy, but she really, 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 really does love you.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope you have a good day.
I hope you do too, and spend some time just enjoying that love energy around you. Yeah, just sit in the love and just feel it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Gandhi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
More about love, 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 love. It's funny. You know, when you start opening up to love, there's just more and more love for you to open up to. So, again, I encourage everyone to spend some time today being in that love. And, you know, we get that unconditional love from pets. You're most likely to get it from a pet because they don't have all of those judgments that that we gain over time. They don't have all of that confusion about life that we gain over time, most of them. There are some pets that, you know, they've been through things that are not nice. And anyway, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to come back to the love. So the love that is there for you is the unconditional love, the unconditional acceptance of you. And you get a lot of that from your pets. You know, they will sometimes just look at you and you can just look in their eyes and just feel the love that they have for you. And that can be so magical. So I am being guided to encourage everyone to spend time in love. And if that means, you know, just petting your cat, your dog, your rat, your mouse, whatever it is that you hang out with, then do that. Give yourself that time to experience that love because it is there for you. And even if your pet has passed on, your pet's still with you. And while I'm saying that, I'm seeing all of these dogs around me because I've had so many dogs in my life and I can just feel the love that they had for me, that they still have for me. Because that love never dies. Love never dies. It doesn't. So, you know, that's part of the eternal life cycle that each of us has. We lose these bodies, but we don't actually die. Because we are love. We are eternal. There is no end. All right. Now, I am once again being told that it is time to end this show. And no one's calling, so I'm going to do it. I'm sending all of you love. And if you feel that no one loves you, you're wrong. Because I love you. So just allow yourself to feel the love that is within you. The love that is you. The love that is always there for you. You are loved. And you deserve it. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.